And we are back here on Out of the Woods. Got to move my stuff around, too, so I can see everybody. Neptune's Car is here. Holly Hansen and Steve Hayes, welcome.
Thank
to the
you.
Show, everybody.
Hi, John. Thanks for having us again.
Glad you're able to make it.
Thank you.
It's been a while. Last time we did this, we were in a different town and in a different radio station.
We were.
Yeah.
But yeah. I think you'll both agree this is a much better place.
It's a nice, real studio.
Beautiful.
Isn't it nice?
Yeah.
In comparison.
Congratulations,
definitely.
John.
Thank you. But you have a brand new CD out called Letters from the Road, and you've had a lot of stuff's happened since the last time we saw you. You've been writing a lot of songs and visiting haunted lighthouses and all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah. But taking some road trips, doing
road trips.
Some shows, and it's been a lot of fun. It's been a busy year.
Well, I don't know if you want to start off with a song, but we could just jump right into something, and we'll think of something to chat about when we come back. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
All right. Neptune's Car here on Out of the Woods.
1, 2, 3, go.
I'll send you letters from the road, postcards from motels. This heart beats out SOS in cold and winter light. Skid through the snow. The wipers are my soundtrack. I'm just looking for a little love back. But the road ahead is cold black. I'm held on here by gravity. Do you ever think of me? It's a long way. Truck stops, hey, are you going my way? What do you say? This road is never ending. Do you feel the love I'm sending? This heart of mine needs tending. Fading like the station, no, playing on my radio.
Awesome. Neptune's Car here in the studio. Sounded great. Really tight. You guys, you can tell you guys have been playing out a lot.
Oh,
by golly.
Well, thank you.
Sounded good.
That was the title track off the new record.
Letters from the Road.
Yeah.
Yes. Very nice. So
So this is great. We have some guests here with us tonight.
Yes, we have a live
quiet
in studio
as mouse.
Audience.
I didn't see any lighters flickering or anything like that.
Well, that's probably good.
Oh,
that happens after the song.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
The alarms would probably start going off if we started doing that. But but yeah, you guys have a show coming up very soon, and they changed the date. We want to keep driving home the fact that on the 17th. over in Sunapee, which is just the next town over from here, that they changed the date on you guys. What happened over there? Venue conflict, right?
Well, there's a new person that took over, and he didn't really give an explanation other than that the space was not available that night. But it worked out really better all the way around. And as you can see, I was late getting here on a Friday night, so I think it'll be easier to get there on the Saturday. And it's my youngest son's birthday on that Friday, and it wasn't really what he wanted to do on his birthday.
No, really?
I can't believe that. It's
like, if I have to hear that song one more time, Mom, you know. But yeah, it's on Saturday the 17th at 7 p.m., and we're really looking forward to it.
Well, I wonder if that's going to be a change for more of the shows over there. I'll have to keep checking their schedule. But for all the local folks, make a note of that, definitely, that's been changed over there. Sunapee Coffee House, November 17th, Neptune's Car. So you guys have been kind of on a whirlwind tour all over the place. You were over in the UP in Michigan, weren't you?
Just south of the UP.
Just south?
And the lower UP, I guess. And the LUP.
At the top of the mitten.
The lower upper peninsula, yeah.
Has anyone been? Have any of you been to Michigan?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
That's so awesome. That's so awesome.
Everyone goes, like, they take their hand out and they, you know, that's...
We know the map,
like,
now.
Here is where we were, and yeah. I loved that. And it was just so sweet. And we've, let's see... We've been in the Detroit area because we've been in Ann Arbor, Flint, and then as pretty much far north as you could go to Atlanta and Bel Air without getting into the UP. But so we've seen kind of like almost the whole state. This time we'll get to see Fenville, which is in the southwestern part, and we haven't been there yet. But we're going back to the Detroit area to Pontiac and Livonia. So.
Yeah, well, it's probably good you didn't go up that far. I think you need a passport to get into the UP now.
I don't know.
No, just kidding.
I'd be lucky if they let me in even with one.
It's so
just
strange.
Look at me.
It ought to be part of Canada because it's certainly not part of Michigan. It's more part of Wisconsin, I think.
Oh, great. You have to come there. I don't know. Which town?
Nagani.
Okay.
Near
Marquette.
It's near Marquette, yeah.
Okay. I need another, like, it's near, because I haven't heard of either of those.
It's right on the coast of Lake Superior.
Right up the top.
Wow. Yeah. Oh. Well, I just finished a song today about Michigan.
Yeah.
And because we were just really struck with just how beautiful it was in northern Michigan.
We love it. Yeah. We love it.
And that Lake Huron was like the ocean. We had no idea. So, I just finished one today. We can't play it tonight because Steve hasn't even heard it yet.
But... We can.
I don't even know
it
yet.
Well, don't blame it on me.
It's on my iPhone. It's just on my iPhone right
I'm
now.
I'm born ready.
Oh, we love putting people on the spot. New songs. Happens all the time. But you got any you're brave enough to play that are not out in the world yet, feel free.
Yeah.
But yes, Neptune's Car here in the studio with us talking about the big whirlwind tour. Where else did you guys go this time around?
It was Michigan, then back to Michigan.
We've been to Virginia.
Yeah, we went
Maryland.
Down to Virginia and Baltimore and...
We're going back to
Tennessee to record the record.
Oh, you played the Black Potato Festival this year.
New Jersey.
I have a bunch of friends who play on that one.
Oh, you do? Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, the Camp Hoboken crew. I don't know if you know Linda Scherer and Connie Scherer.
Linda's name sounds familiar.
Greg Cagno and all those people. Yeah, they're all from down that way. But every time I see Black Potato, I think of them. From the old days, but it was neat seeing your name on the bill.
Quite a few names on that festival.
Yeah, it's come a long way from a little tiny thing it was back in
It's been going on
a
while.
Yeah.
So we enjoyed that, and like I said, we went down to Nashville to record the record, so we were there this year. And back to Michigan, and Wednesday we're leaving to go out there again.
That's right, and you had a producer on this new record that some folks may have heard of. As well.
Oh, Morgan? Yeah, Morgan.
Steve's brother is actually world famous, sort of, kind of.
The group is.
The group is, yeah. Yeah, if you've ever heard of, what's that band's name again? Just kidding. The Old Crow Medicine Show. Steve's brother is the Git Joe player, I believe they call it, in that band.
Yes.
And the producer was the bassist, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Morgan and I go back quite a ways, so, you know, we just kind of... We're Facebook pals. He posted it on Facebook if he was anybody wanted to do some recording. It was that simple and that... It had nothing to do with the fact that my brother was in the band or anything. He just posted it out there, and we jumped right on it that he was looking for something to record some folks in. Because he's been to school for recording. And so we just looked at each other and said, let's do that. So I contacted him, and the rest is history, really.
Small world there.
Huh? Yeah. But Morgan's a great guy, and we really were very pleased with the way it all went. And he worked very hard for us, and just a really nice guy. So yeah,
great.
It was all great.
All right, Neptune's Car is in the studio. Maybe we can get you guys to play another song.
We'd love to.
What you got?
I don't know.
What do you want to do?
It's up to the captain of the ship.
The lighthouse keeper.
But I'm on two and you're on three.
Your song.
No. Black Cat?
All right.
Yeah, we'll try a little Black Cat Cafe, maybe?
Sure.
I am ready. Is John ready for us?
Yes.
Very good. 1, 2, 3, go.
Searching for the Black Cat Cafe. Somewhere near the banks of the Danube River. Black of the night and the sparkle of the city. Let's meet and have a drink and talk about the ancient past. The missing link in what you think about treasures found in distant lands. Come take my hand and lead the way. Searching for the Black Cat Cafe. I've got this map, but I don't know how to read it. I wish the birds on the bridge could show the way. Let's meet and have a drink and talk about the ancient past. The missing link in what you think about treasures found in distant lands. Come take my hand and lead the way. Bring me to the Black Cat Cafe.
All right.
Yay!
Thank you. Thanks, folks.
And you can get that on the new album.
You can.
Letters from the Road, yes.
It's called Black Cat Cafe.
Now, you may have played that one last time I saw you, too, before.
I actually think we did.
I think you may have, yeah.
We had thought about putting that one on the first album, but when we got up to 12 songs, it just felt like, whoa, that's kind of enough for one sitting, you know? And, so we saved it for this one instead, and I wrote it, I want to say 6 or 7 years ago, and it was about a trip that I took back in the 90s to Hungary, and this song is about this one night that I spent in Budapest.
One night, you got a whole song out of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. Now, you were just talking about your first CD, and after... or maybe it was right around the same time you were on the show last time, that CD went to number one on the folk DJ charts, which was...
We had a number one song on there, yeah, Lighthouse Keeper, yeah.
The song that started it all.
Yep.
Sent you to all these lighthouses. You've been to a couple lighthouses now.
Yeah, and we've been trying to see them when we've been touring. And
we went to Towers Point Lighthouse. Do you know where that is in Michigan?
Near
it's on the East
Harrisville. What's another...
Another town over there?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Alpena?
Alpena, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, you're good.
It's not as far as that. Well, I had to, like, study
it's
geography
a south,
for
it's
my
It's a little
song.
Bit south of Alpena, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, that's been one of the fun things that we've been doing when we've been traveling. And we saw another one in Maryland, two in Virginia. And then you mentioned before that I stayed at the haunted one.
Right.
I think they all have haunted stories.
Oh, Rose
but,
Island?
Yeah.
They seem to. But
Rose
the
Island.
Rose Island one was actually featured on numerous TV programs.
Oh, yeah.
So
we just,
evidently, there's truth to that.
But was it 2 or 3 weeks ago we went out to Rose Island and we made a little music video for one of the songs off the new record, Flashing in the Dark. So it was my first time there, so it was really good experience, fun experience. Have you been there, John?
I have not, but I did get to see all of it because of Holly's wonderful photo journal that she did. And you called me on the show, and we actually did a phone interview.
That's right.
We talked from the island.
We did. You were on the island, and we interviewed you right during the show, which was a lot of fun.
Nice, really nice.
Yeah. We ought to make it a point to get out there if you can because it's not too far, and it's really quite neat. So everybody in this room should go.
The neat thing about it is you can actually stay out there and be, what is it, call it an honorary lighthouse keeper?
Yeah, they have a program called Keeper for the Week, and anyone can do that. It's tough to get a spot because they're booked up, like, months in advance, but there's less popular months. And when I went at the end of March, it was still kind of cold out, and it wasn't really tourist season yet, so... but I picked that week because I thought it would be more quiet, and we had snow and rain, and it was just like every season all packed into this 1 week, and so we got to see it in a lot of different conditions, and we just had a great time. It was me and my two boys, and we had friends stay overnight, and it was just a great, great time.
I think that makes a much more realistic experience being there off-season.
Yeah.
You don't have to deal with all the as much boat traffic and whatnot.
Yeah.
And
but there were ghost hunters there.
While
I was there, yeah.
Wow. Well, I love the pictures, you and your galoshes and your yellow slicker. You looked like a real lighthouse keeper for sure.
Yeah, so. I was prepared.
Hey, maybe we could play that song. You still play that song?
Yeah.
That old
I have to
classic.
Retune.
Oh, do you?
That old classic?
That old classic.
Off the brand new record?
The number one hit song.
Oh, you're talking about Lighthouse Keeper?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sure, we'd love to.
Okay.
You want to do it?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'd love to do that.
Are we back into the other tuning again? Okay.
Yeah.
Neptune's Car here live in the studio on Out of the Woods.
How's this one go? Just kidding.
I played it 2 weeks ago when I last saw you, but I kind of haven't played it that much.
We'll have to get the Rose Island song in here too, but
yeah.
We'll do a lighthouse set.
Shall we?
Mm-hmm.
A 1, 2, 3, go.
Toss my net out on a wave. housekeeper and I live alone. I will walk these steps and work these hands to the bone, polishing the glass, polishing the glass. Keep the brass bells shining bright, trim the wicks and oil the lights, warn the tall ships to steer clear. If the storm clouds should appear, I am a lighthouse keeper and I live alone. I will walk these steps and work these hands to the bone, polishing the glass, polishing the glass. I am rising with the tide, I am going with the flow, I am turning like a gear. I could scream but no one would hear me. I am a lighthouse keeper and I live alone. Walk these steps and work these hands to the bone, polishing the glass, polishing the glass.
All right, Neptune's Car, live in the studio here in Out of the Woods. We'll be right back after this.